without him, how lost I would be. So many in this world don't understand that. So many in this world think that they can walk without Jesus the whole way. But you see, part of Advent helps us to prepare in two ways. Prepare our hearts once again for the Christ child to come into our lives. It's beyond understanding for me that God comes into this world in the flesh as a baby. God of 160 billion universes comes as a baby that needs our help. But Advent also helps us to prepare in another way, because Christ is coming still, and Christ will come a second time. This time, not for making an atonement for sins, but for finally putting everything in its right place. And without Jesus, you won't find the right place either. Listen to these words that come from Psalm 122. It's a song of ascents. It's a song of pilgrimage. It's a song of David. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem." Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. As a young Christian, verse 1 was one of those that I memorized early. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." How was your heart this morning when you got up? Was it a heart that was prepared and ready to come to the house of the Lord? Was it a heart that said, "I want to come and be in the presence of the people"? Was it a heart that said, "I want to be in the midst of peace"? I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." How about you? Standing in God's blessing, are you glad? Are you excited about being in the blessing of God and knowing it richly and powerfully? You see, "I was glad when they said, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord,' is not just that I can go and sit in the church. That's just not it. Although this is a sacred place and a place that we have made very important for meeting with God and feeling closer to God because we have set this place aside. And it's even more of an exciting place today because of all the decorations around us. I want to thank all those who came yesterday. We had a whole troop of people yesterday. I think there was a whole tribe to put everything together. And thank you for that. What a wonderful gift that was to spend time together. I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. You see, we didn't come yesterday for worship, but it was an exciting time to come and to put the decorations up. It was an exciting time to be with one another. I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. Shouldn't we always feel that way? Shouldn't we be excited about being here? You see, being an active part of the community of God should fill a void we find in our hearts. St. Augustine said, God has created within us a void, and that void can only be filled by God. And there are a lot of people out in the midst of this world looking to fill that void with so many other things. So many other things. Not worship. Not community. Not fellowship. They're looking to fill it with many, many other things. Hobbies and events and happenings. The world is very different than it was even 30 and 40 years ago. 30 and 40 years ago in this country was a time where if you did something on Sunday, about the only thing that was open was the church. And you went to church. Otherwise, you sat at home and just were with your family. There wasn't other places to go. And now our world is so different. It is so different because there is every other thing under the sun you can go to today. Everything. Sunday is not a sacred day that people don't program things. Children have sports events. And sometimes those sports events are as soon as 11, 12 o'clock on Sunday morning. It used to be also Wednesday night was a sacred time. I know of towns, and I've heard of towns, that shut down at noon on Wednesday so that people could prepare to go to church Wednesday night. Business is closed. This town was one of those. Not so anymore. Now it's not a thing for people to be in church. Matter of fact, we have many folks that haven't come back to church since COVID. I can understand that rightfully they would be concerned. But you know what? Church should be a top priority for all of us. Because church, the fellowship, I'm not speaking about the building, the fellowship and the people, when we gather together, it will fill a void that we find in our hearts. What a wonderful time we had in Principles of Faith this morning. Talking about a very simple topic, assurance of salvation. I gave them about three or four different verses they could turn to say, yes, I am assured of my salvation. If you're not, ask one of the people that was here this morning. If you don't know where to turn to that verse, ask one of the people that was here. Because I gave them that information so we can share it with one another, so that we can know it. You want me to name the people that were here? No, I'm not going to do it. I want you to ask around and find out who was here and who knows those verses. Because one of the saddest things as a pastor is to sit with a church member of 30, 40, 50 years on their deathbed and they look at me and say, Pastor, I don't know that I'm saved. I don't know that God's going to accept me. And it almost brings me to tears. What do you mean you don't know that? And you've been in church for 30, 40, 50 years? And you don't know that? How can you not? Something was not happening in the fellowship of the church. Something was not happening to fill that void. You see, when we gather together, being an active part involves attendance at church and an interaction with God's people. It involves both. Just attending church is not going to get you into heaven. I'm sorry to tell you that, if that's what you're here for. Just attending church will not get you into heaven. Just being a member will not get you into heaven. You have to know Jesus. And once you know Jesus, you want to interact with those others who know Jesus too. You want to spend time with them, and that fills the void that's in your heart, and it causes things to grow then. One of the most exciting things that I see happen sometimes is we finish a worship service, we finish Wednesday night, and people don't want to leave. You know what that means? I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Giving me a chance to interact with the people of the family of God. Giving me a chance to hear words of encouragement and excitement. Giving me a chance. You see, it's attendance and interaction. It's not attendance or, it's attendance and. Have you talked with somebody sitting around you here today about how you know you're saved? Have you talked with somebody around you and letting them know what God has said to you this week? Have you? That's what the excitement about being in church is. That's the excitement about learning from one another about what God's teaching in the midst of this world, and that interaction and being present and being active, that fills that void that's within our heart that God created there. Can you say, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord'"? Can you say that? I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." You see, one of the exciting things about this gathered community is that it will contain a characteristic that's missing in our world. And that characteristic is peace. There is no doubt in my mind that peace is missing in this world. Look at what's happening in Ukraine. There are other countries where very similar things are happening, but we don't hear about it on the news because the news is focused on the Ukraine. When we gather together, this gathered community will contain a characteristic missing in the world. It will contain peace. It will contain peace. Now, peace is more than just absence of conflict. Although in the midst of our country, the conflict seems to be growing and growing and growing. An employee at Walmart in Chesapeake this past week. Students at Idaho. Shootings in Colorado. Reports of, in Lumberton, a shooting at the Walmart. Folks, peace doesn't exist in our world. It makes me wonder sometimes when I go out, will I return back home? Will I just happen to be in a place where something happens? That thought ran through my mind the other night as Deanne and I went to Ruby Tuesdays to have supper. And I watched a van pass by with their lights not on. No big deal, they just forgot to turn their lights on. And then I watched them pass by a second time. And I wondered if they would pass by a third time and something would happen. You see, peace doesn't exist in our world. But when we gather together as community, can't we know that peace from one another? I have peace in my heart that I know without a doubt I'm going to heaven. How about you? Do you know that without a doubt you're going to heaven? Is that void in your heart starting to be filled because of your interaction with those in the community of faith? One of the exciting things about being in a smaller church, and by the way, whether you realize it or not, over 75% of churches are smaller churches. We hear all kinds of information about these big mega churches. But over 75% of churches are just like us, small. People gather together. They support one another. They encourage one another. They bring out peace. We can have a chance to get to know each other. Those large churches, people like some of those large churches because they can slip into them anonymously and slip back out. And they can say, I went to church today. That's why I say it's not just attendance. It's interaction. And it's in that interaction we get to know this peace. I know the peace that you have. You know the peace that I have. Am I worried about things? Yeah. I'll be honest with you, yes. Am I worried about things? Yes. My grandmother taught me well. She taught me how to worry about things that could never possibly happen. Now that's a sickness, in case you know it or not. That's a sickness when you worry about things that could not possibly happen. But when I turn those things over to God, and I am amidst you, I come to a place where all the worries and anxieties can slip off to the side. And we can share peace with one another and lift each other up. And we can honestly say, I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Can you say that? Let us go to the house of the Lord. It's not just for attendance. It's for interacting with one another. It's for watching Tommy wonder when you're going to leave so he can lock the front door. Let's see who can stay the longest today. How about that? You know? I mean, it's about interaction. It's about sharing with one another. You see, when God's people gather, we will know a completeness that can only exist in community. We will know a completeness that only exists in community. Right? That's the only place that completeness exists. That's really the only place that void within me is filled. In my relationship with God and my relationship with you, by the way, that's the only two things I will carry to heaven with me. My relationship with God and my relationship with you. Nothing else goes to heaven with me, in spite of what other people think. Nothing else. Why would you want to miss out on half of that? By slipping into a worship service and slipping out. Why? You see, there's a completeness that happens when we gather together and we can share with one another. And that's really the idea, the scriptural idea of peace. The scriptural idea of peace is not just nobody's fighting. Maybe that's what Mama thinks at home. Mama thinks, I just want peace at home. That means all the kids in the right place, acting the right way, and treating each other nice, doesn't it? That's peace. Amen? And for wives, I'm going to step in the wrong place, Jerry.
Don't go
Don't go there. And for wives, husband being in the right place, doing the right thing, that's peace.
Amen,
amen, brother. But peace is much more than that. Peace is so much more. It's a completeness. It's a wholeness. I can't be complete without you. You can't be complete without me. And if we're not interacting and sharing what's going on in our lives, what's God sharing with us and how God's teaching us and how God's strengthening us, if we're not doing that with one another, we will never be complete. And we will never know peace. When we seek each other's benefits only, we will see people's voids filled. When we seek each other's benefits only, we will see each other's voids filled. That's the only time. You've got a void. Believe it or not, this pastor understands it's part of my responsibility to help you fill that void. It is my responsibility, and God has asked me to help you fill that void. Now, you can be open to that or not. And if you're not open to that, I can pour all I want and nothing will happen. But you know what? I'm your responsibility. And the person sitting next to you on the pew is your responsibility. We're each other's responsibility. So that then people can say, I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. When we're filling each other's voids, when we're bringing completeness to each other's lives, when we're bringing peace in such a way that does not exist in our world, we build up the community of God in such a way that our voids are filled. And we know the completeness of God. And then what's supposed to happen is it spills over from this community in here into the midst of the streets out there. It spills over. And you can't go anywhere else without helping somebody to know your peace. You can't go anywhere else without it just pouring out of you. Because you have been here and you have been filled. And that fullness is contagious. We're so worried about the flu and RSV and COVID right now. Why aren't we worried about being contagious Christians? You know why? Because most Christians aren't contagious. Are you? Is your faith and your relationship with God contagious to the people around you? Are you contagious? Are you sharing peace with others? Because folks, this world needs it. I mean, it's really getting to the place you wonder if you want to go anywhere where somebody might get a little upset. Because you don't know what they're going to do. But you know what I found out? You can't sit at home. Folks, it's time for us to gather together, to fill each other's voids. That we might know the peace and we might know the completeness that God has for us and that we might be able to spread that into this community in such a way that we don't have enough room in this building for everybody who wants to be here. If we were sharing that kind of peace with this world, would they not want to be here? Would they not want to say, what's going on there? I'm going to go check it out. There's something about those folks that they're filled. There's something about them that's spilling out of them. And I just love stepping in the puddles they leave, but I want more than that. So I ask you this question. Are you committed to this community so that we can spread peace to this town? Are you committed to this community so that we can spread peace to this town? The first step that has to happen first is for us to be together so that we can share peace with one another, so that then we can share that same peace with a world that needs it so badly. Are you committed to this community? Or are you just attending? Are you committed so that we can fill each other's voids with peace and bring that to this town? That's what God's asked us to do. Are you willing to help with that task? So that many people then can say in this town, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, you've given us an awesome task, an incredible one, one where we need to help each other so that then with our overflowing peace, our overflowing joy, that as we move into this community, that it will transform this community. So Lord, help each one of us to make a deeper commitment, to be open with our spiritual life, to share it with each other, to interact with each other in a deeper way about how you're working in the midst of our lives. Lord, I pray for the day when this whole town could say, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. May we be those people that start that process. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.